Donaldo Bernacchi is an Italian Catholic priest who helped save more than 200 Jews during World War II. His work began in 1943 in Assisi, just after German bombers had destroyed much of the surrounding countryside. While assisting thousands of Italian refugees who flooded the city, Donaldo and other local priests also sheltered and fed Jews. Donaldo is 90 years old. I spoke with him last week after he received a medal from St. Bonaventure University at the Holocaust Memorial Museum here in Washington. Through an interpreter, Donaldo said the Nazis' brutal Italian campaign actually helped him save Jews.
Quindi questa moltitudine di rifugiati.
Given those thousands of refugees in Assisi, it was much easier to hide a few hundreds other people, in this case Jewish. The bishop and Donaldo created a committee to organize the sheltering of all those people.
There were so many homeless, hungry Italian Catholics. Why risk your life for a couple of hundred Jews?
Noi dovevamo operare per gli uni e per gli altri.
Well, the answer to that question is simple. It's what the gospel asks a Christian to do.
Those Jews who were sheltered by the clergy, the Catholic clergy in Italy, were able to practice their faith. Was that ever a question?
No, tutt'altro.
No, there was absolutely no question to prevent them from practicing their religion. They went through interesting stories, like an elderly Jewish woman who died, and they had to bury her, but they didn't do anything to look like they were practicing Christian religion. As a matter of fact, it was in the winter time, so they were helped by that. They arrived at the cemetery, and it was very cold, and so everything had to go very fast. Donaldo said to the people at the cemetery, well, we already did everything before, so we just put the body in, and that's it.
I heard a story that the bishop knew masonry work and that the two of you were building false walls so you could hide documents behind them.
Ero io presente. Io lavoravo.
The problem was that with the Jewish families, not only you had to give them a new identity and an identity card, but you had to hide their Jewish belongings. The residence of the bishop is a big house. So they went in the basement. They had different cellars, and they put everything in there. Donaldo was holding the candle because there was no electricity down there, and the bishop was playing with bricks and cement, and then when the bishop was tired, the bishop would hold the candle, and Donaldo would...
Era benedettino, ora et labora, sapeva lavorare.
Sì. And there was a funny story that was circulating in Assisi at some point that the bishop and Donaldo had buried two Jewish people in that place.
We've heard so often over the years of charges that the church was not only insensitive to the plight of the Jews, but perhaps even complicit in what happened to them. What we heard today from the museum historian was that the church was very active in saving Jews. Why is this story still contradicted by so many authors today?
Il secondo e il terzo giovedì
in September 1943, the Bishop of Assisi received a very classified letter from the Secretary of State of the Vatican asking the bishop to organize help to take care of all the refugees, especially the Jews. Donaldo says that Pope Pius XII, who was Pope at that time, did unbelievable things to save Jews. And as a matter of fact, it's recently was published a list of church organizations, religious communities who saved Jews during those years. Just only in Rome, there were thousands.
Well, you were arrested by the Nazis. How were you caught? Were you betrayed?
E perché avevano molti sospetti su di me, ma non hanno scoperto niente, sospetti solo.
No, he was not betrayed, but he was suspected. And the suspicion became so high that one day he was coming back home and he saw the police. At that point, he had a Jewish family in his house, and it was really big luck that the police was just waiting outside. So they arrested him outside and took him without realizing that there were Jews in the house.
Did you think after you were arrested that you would survive until the Allied liberation?
Io sono stato arrestato il 15 maggio.
He was arrested May 15. 3 weeks later, not even on June 4, Rome was liberated by the Allied troops. He was not kept in Assisi. They wanted to move him north, which of course would have been worse, but they took him to Rome. And that was his salvation, because then Rome was liberated.
We've spoken here today about 200 Jews, and of course with children, grandchildren, perhaps even great-grandchildren, that number is much, much greater. Do you think about that? Do you think about the numbers?
Lei pensa a
questo? Sì, ancora, molti vengono ancora a trovarmi.
Yes, he thinks of that, and there is no way he couldn't, because he remains in contact with those who are still alive or their children and grandchildren. Not long ago came a Jewish woman who is now 70. She was 14 when she was rescued by Donaldo with her family, and she came and brought to Donaldo the journal that she was writing in those years.
Donaldo Bernacci, speaking through an interpreter. Donaldo is Dean of the Canons at the Cathedral of San Rufino in Assisi, Italy. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.